A Pennsylvania environmental group is taking what seems like a simple tack to fight air pollution in Clairton. It's asking people there to share their personal stories, and it's building relationships along the way. Miriam Maletta opens her hair salon at 11 on Thursdays as her Yorkie, Nino, makes little circles on the linoleum floor.
Who's at the door? Who is it? Go see. Who is it? Go see.
Maletta has been in business here in Clairton for 34 years. She's lived here all her life, and that's evident as a cousin or a nephew pops by the shop to help with a community dinner she's hosting or just to check in.
You know, it's just a hometown. It's just family. We care about each other's children, care about each other. And it's just a love that's here.
Maletta's so easy to talk to. And one of the things that her customers talk about when they come to see her is U.S. Steel's Clairton Coke Works, just down the hill.
We talk about how the community thrived when the mill was there. I used to tell a story when I was young. We used to love the smell that used to resonate from the mill, let off. We used to love that smell. Then now that I think about it, like, what was it doing to our health?
The steel mill here wound down its operations in the 60s, and the boomtown started its decline. But they still make Coke here. And Maletta says living for decades with the pollution it creates has taken its toll.
You know, like my dad, he never drank, never smoked. He was a fighter, a boxer, welterweight, ranked number 4 in the world during his time. He was so healthy. And he one day just had stage 4 gastric cancer and was gone in 4 or 5 months.
A brother had asthma. And Maletta herself is a cancer survivor.
August 24th, 2016, I had diffuse large B-cell lymphoma, stage 4, which is cancer of the lymph nodes in my abdomen and my chest.
It was really painful, and she went through rounds of chemo and radiation. She showed me a photo of herself from her phone after she lost her hair. According to a 2009 report by the EPA, air pollution raised Clairton residents' risk of getting cancer to about 20 times the national average. Recent EPA data show the cancer rate in the vicinity of the Clairton Coke Works is about 3 times the national average. Maletta's in remission now, but after her own cancer and her dad's death,
it's really been something that it has been on my mind, like, what's going on? What's really going on?
So about 6 months ago, when she met Dave Smith from Clean Air Council outside her shop, and he asked her if he could talk with her about her health and her family, she said, sure.
I felt like when I was standing outside, it was meant for me to just meet him.
Hi, Dave.
Hey, Miriam. How are you?
I'm okay. How are you?
I walked in here one day and said, can we talk? And we, you know, in no time, we're best buds. And I did an interview with her for the Legacy of Our Losses program.
Dave Smith has been working in Clairton for about 1.5 years, going door to door, talking with people about their losses, lost jobs, family members lost to illness. He's hoping to record and collect the stories of 100 residents and deliver them to the Allegheny County Health Department and Rich Fitzgerald, the county executive, and to U.S. Steel, if they're interested, he says. He's done about 20 interviews right here at the back of Miriam's salon alone.
You guys are kind of a team now because people are coming in here and you're doing interviews.
We are, but she's not doing my hair yet.
When we talked, he was working on Maletta's aunt, Wandra, who was having her hair curled with hot irons.
Not today? You still want to do it because of your hair? I think there's a lot of repressed feelings and grief here about how they've been impacted by the plant.
Smith says he just listens. He's good at it. He used to be a minister. But Miriam Maletta says even now, people are reluctant to speak out against the industry, even a polluting one. It employed their fathers and grandfathers, put food on their tables, and put them through college. And because of the way they've been treated.
Because people tend to not think they have a voice and they're not heard. And that's why I believe the mill has gotten away with this so long. You know, because this would be basically called the ghetto and nobody pays attention. Oh, it's okay. You know, they're poor, you know, they live on, you know, their county assistance or whatever. Then they feel like, well, it doesn't matter. They're not gonna pay any attention to it because they're not gonna listen to us anyway. And I think that's really been the problem all these years.
But with Maletta's help and others in the community, Dave Smith says there's been some progress.
It's picking up steam because more and more people are opening up and want to talk. It empowers people when they tell their story and they realize, this is what I've been living and why? Why have I tolerated this?
In a few months, Smith will share these stories and hundreds of health surveys he and his group are also collecting. They want the Clairton Coke Works to clean up its act for good and for the county to invest in clean energy jobs here. Miriam Maletta wants to see people in her community become healthier and for Clairton to grow. And she says that's going to mean encouraging more people to stand up and tell their stories.
I don't want to be the one to sit back and say, oh, they should have done this. I want to be a part of something. And I feel like, you know, with me being healed from cancer, I feel like I do have a purpose. And maybe this is one of my purposes to kind of do something to help with this situation, this problem.
For the Allegheny Front, I'm Carol Holsapple.